GOP Rep. Salazar's wage-cutting amnesty bill attacks Trump's populist voters. By Neil Monroe on April 9, 2026. Florida Republican Representative Maria Salazar's migration bill is a high-stakes attack by business groups on the wages of her party's populist-minded voters. "Here's what matters most," Salazar said in a poll-tested talking point response to populist criticism from Representative Brandon Gill, RTX. "It costs zero taxpayer dollars. Reduces the deficit. Invests $70 billion into our, employers, workforce. It's really simple for business lobbyists," Gill told a radio show. "They want cheap labor, they want illegal aliens in the country. Because for them, that is bigger profit margins whenever you suppress American wages. Or whenever you're able to replace more expensive American workers with cheaper illegal aliens or other, visa worker, foreigners. That increases their profit margin. I mean, it's really, really simple for them." Salazar's bill provides work permits to at least 12 million illegal migrants. That flood of legalized migrants would slash wages, goose profits, and expand the gross domestic product number, all of which is desired by investors on Wall Street and by boomer retirees in suburbia. But her bill also shrinks the per-person income needed by ordinary Americans, destroys opportunities for young Americans, and also shrivels the incentive for companies to raise productivity, even as China invests in high-tech production, autos, and robots. The bill would also expand the huge foreign inflows into the white-collar jobs needed by hard-pressed U.S. college graduates, said an account titled Barefoot Student. It added, "Young Americans are on their own. Battle lines drawn." Her bill revives President George W. Bush's Any Willing Worker migrant pipelines for the employers who do not want to pay Americans enough to cover their rents, pay for their kids, or lead a dignified and prosperous life. "Migrants will flood the labor market and drive up housing costs and welfare costs for Americans," radio host Dennis Michael Lynch told Salazar. "That's their responsibility, not mine," Salazar responded. "That's the average American person problem," she added. In politics, Salazar's bill is designed to help GOP legislators give business groups the economic stimulus that they want, but without also granting citizenship to migrants who would vote against GOP politicians. Salazar, for example, has vigorously argued that her amnesty bill would not provide an amnesty to migrants. "What business wants is the continuation of the pre-Trump economic policy of extracting millions of people from poor countries to serve the U.S. consumer economy as wage-cutting workers, taxpayer-funded consumers, apartment-sharing renters, and eventually, as Democratic voters." Salazar's donors include investors who want to import cheap doctors and nurses, farm companies that want low-wage farmhands, real estate partners that want more renters, and consumer companies that want more customers. "Democrats will vote for this economic transfer from American workers to Wall Street investors because they are confident that Salazar's millions of migrants will soon get citizenship and give them political dominance in the United States. Even if Salazar's bill fails, the publicity will raise hope among the 15 million illegal migrants, and so deter some from accepting President Donald Trump's $2,600 reward for self-deporting themselves back home." Salazar. Salazar is a former TV journalist with a long history of supporting the labor migration that aids low-wage employers instead of ordinary citizens. She has personal reasons to serve as the congressional advocate for the business-funded amnesty campaign. Her personal wealth was wrecked by the 2008 recession. "We need those hands," she told the World Economic Forum in 2023. "We're talking about 13, 15 million people who are most of them Hispanics, that are contributing to the economy of this country. We are not going to grow as a country if we do not have the hands," she told Fox News in 2023 during the World Economic Forum meeting, adding, "Everyone that I've spoken with over here, conservatives, American entrepreneurs, they all tell me, Maria, we need hands. We need people. We cannot grow. And then if you need someone that is the molecular expert on biology, whatever it is, and we need to give him a visa so he can come in." In January 2026, she told an Allied interviewer at the business-funded Brookings Institution, "I do not believe or agree that it's good for anybody to go after the cleaning lady just because she has been an illegal for the last 22 years. Some employer gave her a job. We have three sectors: construction, hospitality, and agricultural, right? And healthcare and the butcheries and the slaughterhouses and the greenhouses and everything that has to do with intense labor. Who is going to clean the toilets? And who's going to go pick up the jalapeno pepper? Or the tomatoes in Miami? This type of program will create trillions of dollars in economic growth, she said. Salazar's bill has 19 GOP co-sponsors and majority support in the pro-migration Democratic caucus. Many GOP legislators support bills that would flood many desperate foreign workers into Americans' white-collar and blue-collar workplaces and communities. Much of this support is actually weak and intended to mollify business supporters and critics. But it all helps to undermine populist demands for fair wages and a prosperous, productive economy. Salazar's bill is being backed by a well-funded PR campaign,